Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainsky covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Spence reaches second base with a double. Hermann moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is walked intentionally. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Walton reaches second base with a double. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is walked intentionally. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Brabander reaches second base with a double. Walton scores. There goes Gill trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Herman, who tags Gill, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herman strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry is walked intentionally. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio is thrown out after the base hit. Williams scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. May reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKinney. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to home to get McKinney. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Jainsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 2 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walton strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brabander is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry Jainsky. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.